The following program is a rebroadcast of a Newfound Records Radio Hour show, which originally aired in September of 2009. Welcome, friends, to Newfound Records on CHMR 93.5 FM. Featuring all genres of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the long-playing album era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker, and I'll shine a light on rare gems retrieved from the vinyl deeps. So if you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned to Newfound Records, where the unexpected is the norm. And we got a special program today. It's a Labor Day program, so we're going to play songs about work and working Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. Got quite a variety of them. People like the Taran Ovens, John White, Pierce Cull, George Grandy, the Wonderful Grand Band, Gerald Mitchell, Aquarius, Dick Nolan, and more than that. To start, I've got Alan Mills, and I often play him early in the program. He was born on September the 7th. They don't seem to know the year. Some references say 1912, some say 1913. So if he was still alive, he'd be 96 or 97 years old today, September the 7th. And to honor that, I am going to start the show with Hard, Hard Times by Alan Mills from his 1958 album, Songs of Newfoundland on Folkway Records. And then after that, I'm going to get into the working person stuff. I have Drill Ye Heroes Drill, which was written by John Devine, sung by Ken Peacock from his album Songs and Ballads of Newfoundland. That was released in 1956, also on Folkway Records. And this is a song about not many songs have been written on this topic, the building of the railway across the island of Newfoundland. Peacock first collected songs in Newfoundland in 1951, and he came back for a number of summers. He ultimately collected over 700 songs throughout the island. So this song, Drill Ye Heroes Drill, is a Newfoundland version of an American railroad song. So here is Alan Mills with Hard, Hard Times, and then Ken Peacock with Drill Ye Heroes Drill.
Come all you good people, I'll sing you a song about the poor people, how they get along. They start in the spring, finish up in the fall, and when it's all over, they've nothing at all, and it's hard, hard times. Go out in the morning, go on a drift still. It's over the side, you will hear the line knell. For out flows the jigger and freeze with the cold. And as to for starting, all gone in the hole. And it's hard, hard times. The fine sign of fishing we'll have by and by. The fine sign of fishing we'll have a good buy. $7 for large and $6.50 for small. Pick out your West Indy, you got nothing at all. And it's hard, hard times. When you got some split and hung out for to dry, 'twill take all your time for to brush off the flies. To keep off the maggots, 'tis more than you'll do. And out comes the sun, and it's all split in two, and it's hard, hard times. Then next comes the carpenter to build you a house. He'll build it so snug you will scarce find a mouse. With holes in the roof and the rain it will pour, the chimney will smoke and 'tis open the door, and it's hard, hard times. Then next comes the doctor, the worst of them all, saying, what is the matter with you all the fall? He says he will cure you of all your disease. When the money he's got, you can die if you please. And it's hard, hard times.
Now the best thing to do is to work with a will, for when 'tis all finished, you're hauled on the hill. You're hauled on the hill and put down in the cold, and when 'tis all finished, you're still in the hole, and it's hard, hard time. Now, my boys, I think it's time to tell our trip on the Hawes Bay line. It was up to Gambo. We did go all in the good ship Ivanhoe, and drill ye heroes, drill. Drill ye carriers, drill. You will work all day with a sugar in your tea when you're working on the Northern Railroad. Drill ye heroes, drill. Sammy Grand was our boss man, and Jim McCann was our second hand, and Joseph Kane was our cook man. And now, my boys, the truth to you, they're just the lads could put us through, and drill ye heroes, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. You will work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the Northern Railroad. Drill ye heroes, drill. It was at Codroy we pitched our tent, we got employment as we went. There were four of us lived in one camp, three King's Cove boys and a Stock Cove tramp. And drill ye heroes, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. You will work all day with a sugar in your tea when you're working on the Northern Railroad. Drill ye heroes, drill. Our boss was a fine man all along, till he married a great big fat fall down. She baked good bread, she baked it well, she baked it hard as the hubs of hell. And drill ye heroes, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. You will work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the Northern Railroad. Drill ye heroes, drill. When poor John's payday come around, $2 short, poor John was found. What force is Jack? He can't reply. You're docked for the time you were in the sky. And drill ye heroes, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. You will work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the Northern Railroad. Drill ye heroes, drill. In the morning at 4 the whistle will blow, you'll snatch your duds and away you'll go. We had to gravel in the Grand Tar Pit, and we had to ditch in the slope as well. And I wish to God you were all in hell. And drill ye heroes, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. You will work all day without sugar in your tea when you're working on the Northern Railroad. Drill ye heroes, drill.
Some like it hot. Some like it on the rocks. Me, I like it fair. Fair trade coffee means that farmers improve their living conditions while respecting the environment. And it tastes really good. For a decent cup of coffee, look for the transfer logo. It's your guarantee that the coffee growers were paid a fair price and that the environment is protected. For more information, call 514 522 2000 or 1 888 663-3247. This message has been brought to you by L'Équiterre with the support of the Canadian International Development Agency.
Best in traditional folk music here in St. John's. This is 93.5 FM Mun Radio CHMR.
Today's episode of Newfound Records is a repeat broadcast. It originally aired in September of 2009. And you're listening to Newfound Records on CHMR. Now, up next, I've got three songs about the forest industry. The first one is by a group called the Terranovans. They were a chorus of a dozen businessmen and professional men that had been singing together for 2 years back in 1966 when this album was released. The album was called We'll Rant and We'll Roar. The song that I've chosen is called the Lumber Camp Song, a traditional song. The song was is also known as Hurling Down the Pine, and here's what Ken Peacock has to say about it. He noted that this is a very good version of a lumber camp song found all over northeastern North America. Evidence so far collected on the background suggests a New Brunswick or perhaps a Maine origin. And after that, one of the province's most famous forestry songs is The Badger Drive, also written by John Devine. I guess it's the same guy that wrote Drill Ye Heroes Drill from King's Cove, which you heard earlier. This is from John White's album Come All Ye Home to Newfoundland, which was also released in 1966. The legend about the song, according to Neil Rosenberg, is that local and family tradition hold that Devine composed the song in a grandfather's boarding house after having been fired from his job as a scaler for the Anglo-Newfoundland Development Company. He sang the song at a St. Patrick's Day concert at which company officials were present and allegedly won his job back. And after that, I have Dick Nolan up with a song called Cut the Timber Down. I haven't heard this done by other people. It was written by Roy McLeod, and I think he also recorded it. Originally, this was on Dick's album Moving Out, which was released in around 1967 or 68. But more recently, it's been released on the Newfoundland Songbook Volume 3, the CD. And you can pick that up at many local record stores, or you can even download that one on iTunes. So here we go with the Terranovans with the Lumber Camp song, John White with the Badger Drive, and then Dick Nolan with Cut the Timber Down.
Come on, you jolly fellows, and listen to my song. It's all about the shanty boys and how they get along. For the jolliest bunch of fellows that ever you could find. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down the pine. At 4 o'clock each morning the boss begins to shout, "Heave out my jolly teamsters, it's time to start the rout." The teamsters they will all jump up in a most frightful way. Where is me boots, where is me pants, me socks is gone astray. And then comes up the logger all at the break of day. Load up my slide 500 feet to the river drive away. You can hear those axes ringing until the sun goes down. Around the boys the day is spent to the shanty we are bound. And when we reach the shanty with coal hands and wet feet, we there pull off our larrikins, our supper for to eat. We sing and dance till 9 o'clock until our bunks decline. Those winter months, they won't be long in hurling down the pine.
There is one class of men in this country that seldom is mentioned in song. And now that their trade is advancing, they'll come out on top before long. They say that our sailors have danger, and likewise our warriors bold. But there's none know the life of a driver, what he suffers with hardship and cold. With the white poles and peavies and battles and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the tops in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. Billy Dorothy, he is the manager, and he's a good man at the trade. And when he's around seeking drivers, he's like a man going down grade. But still he's a man that's kind-hearted, on his word you can always depend. And there's never a man that goes with him, but likes to go with him again. With the white poles and peavies and battles and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. Now the drive it is just below Badger, and everything's working like grand. With a jolly good crew of big drivers, and Ron Kelly, he's in command. For Ronnie is boss on the river, and I tell you, he's a man that's alive. For he drove the wood off the Victoria, now he's out on the main river drive. With the pipe poles and peavies and battles and all, and they're sure to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time. So now to conclude and to finish, I hope that you all will agree in wishing success to our Badger and the A&D Company. And long may they live for to flourish, and continue to chop, fry, and roll. And along may the business be managed by Mr. Dorothy and Mr. Cole. With the pipe holes and peavies and battles and all, and the show to drive out in the spring, that's the time. With the cocks in their boots as they get on the logs, and it's hard to get over their time.
Cut the timber down from the mountain, let the big logs roll down the hill. Splash into the river, right out of sight, round the bend down to the mill. Tell the jobber, please, I don't want no small wood. Tell the jobber, please, I want a big and tall. Gonna change my plates, I don't make no money. Gonna find me some big wood for the fall. Cut the timber down from the mountain, let the big logs roll down the hill. Gonna watch them splash into the river, right out of sight, round the bend down to the mill. Found me a good camp where they give good money. Found me a good camp where the trees are tall. Well, the scaler's coming, gonna scale my logs now. And he said I got the biggest bunch of all. Cut the timber down from the mountain, let the big logs roll down the hill. Gonna watch them splash into the river, right out of sight, round the bend down to the mill. Well, if this here tale keeps seeing the big woods, if they keep coming long and tall, if my old chainsaw holds together, I'll have me a sack of money come the fall. Cut the timber down from the mountain, let the big logs roll down the hill. Gonna watch them splash into the river, right out of sight, round the bend down to the mill. Right out of sight, round the bend down to the mill.
And that's Dick Nolan with Cut the Timber Down. So we had three songs there about the forestry and log cutting, tree cutting, all that stuff, and our Labor Day special on Newfound Records. The next set of songs, we'll go fishing. And actually, I got one about working in a fish plant, and another is A Fisherman's Tribute, written by George Grandy, and then another one about the life of a dragoman with Aquarius. More specifically, the song about the fish plant I was telling you about, well, that's Pierce Cull. I'm down St. Anthony that way, so one of the communities outside of St. Anthony, I think, is where he's from. The song is called Working in the Coal Storage. It was written by Pierce Cull. And the album, The Coal Storage Song, was released in 1973 or around then on the Audette label. It was one of two albums that Pierce Cull released. And it's a catchy song. It was quite popular in its day. And the tune is along the lines of Tom Connor's Tilsonburg song. And Pierce Cull, I do believe, I may be wrong, but I do believe he's Janet Cull's father. Now, then, George Grandy, I mentioned, he's from down Grand Bank Way. He wrote the song Fisherman's Tribute, and it's from the album D.P. Newfie, which was released around 1973. And the musicians on that were Tom Grandy, Reuben Hiscock, and Barry Walsh. After that, the Fisherman's Tribute by George Grandy, we have Scott Rousel and Aquarius with Dragerman, and that is from their album released in 1974. Also on the Audette label, the album was called The Dragoman 2, and the musicians on that one, Dave Hillier, Wayne Sturge, Mac Burry, and Scott Rousel. So here is Pierce Cull with Working in the Coal Storage.
I was way over in St. Anthony, boy. I never had a biscuit or bread to bite. Johnny Ball phoned when I was having some tea. He said, do you want to come to work with me on the coal storage? The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. He said you'll only get 8 hours a day, but I'm gonna put you on the cutter anyway. You might get a couple of hours or more, and if you don't clean her, you'll go through the door. I'm the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. We go to work in the morning at 8. It doesn't matter if you are a bit late. We take our places and begin to cut, and a few minutes later you get a pain in the gut. I'm the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. We stay to the table for an hour or so. The sun will fix up, it is time to go. We leave for the toilet, it's no doubt. And the piece of fish hits you in the mouth. On the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. The folks down there don't get much pay. They only make 12 bucks a day. But we're all poor people and we just can't wait to go to work for $1.48 on the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. The codfish there, they are so small. I wish to God they weren't known at all. But it's okay, I suppose. And most of it comes from up the goose goes to the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. When the fish is all cut and it's time to go, everyone is ready within an hour or so. We wash our aprons and then our boots, and there's nothing but caps going out the chutes. On the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. Help, song's short, but it's not a lie. And I hope we go to heaven when we die. Some of us will, if we're on the list, but St. Peter will say to keep me off it. From the coal storage. The coal storage. When I hear that word, I get discouraged. When I hear that word, I get discouraged.
From the town of Grand Bank, there's so many good men seeking their livelihood the best way they can. Many have returned, but many have not. But they made their contribution and must not be forgotten. Come back to haunt us this time of the year, when the seas are rough, we're afraid of news we may hear. But life goes on and we say a prayer. God watch over all our comes with the law in the throat from all of us at Grand Bay. received, we can only say thanks. That comes with a lump in the throat from all of us at Grand Bayon. Fog and the mist, through the rain and the sleet, the waves lashed about from the storm of last week. That's the life of a deckhand when you leave the land. That's the life of a proud dragon man. I'm home with the missus when I get a call. We're leaving tomorrow with the midwater trawl. The children don't know why I'm leaving again. They don't understand I'm an old dragon man. At six in the morning I haul in the line and steam out to sea with my home left behind. Godspeed, in 10 days I'll see them again, because I'm a seagull, an old dragon man. 36 hours after she sailed, I rolled from the bunk of the skipper's three bells. I head for the deck with my oilskins again, because that's the life of an old dragon man. Roll out the codzins and shackle the doors. Look out for the blocks and the cables, he roars. We'll drag for 4 hours and hope all we can. 50,000 is nice for an old dragon man. But it's just one more set and we're steaming for home. For 36 hours you feel so alone. 48 hours lay over again. It's a seafaring life of the proud dragon man. It's a seafaring life of a proud dragon man.
Join me on Sundays at 1 p.m. for Jig's Dinner, all your best Newfoundland, Irish, and Celtic music right here on 93.5 FM.
Featuring the best in folk and blues, you're tuned to Mun Radio 93.5 CHMR FM, your only music alternative.
Wetlands provide homes for hundreds of species of birds and other wildlife. But these habitats are disappearing fast. Help us save Canada's wetlands today. Ducks Unlimited Canada, active by nature.
All right, now we've been having a Labor Day special on the go here on Newfound Records on CHMR 93.5 FM. After a number of songs about work in various sectors of the industry in the province, I have a few songs now about not working here. Unemployment insurance. First up, I have a really interesting song called The Unemployment Song, which is again by Dick Nolan. I played him earlier. I've done a fair bit of digging trying to figure out where this came from, because I thought that probably it was written by Tom Cowell just from listening to it. And it's a very witty, you know, cleverly written song, something like Tom Cowell might write, but he didn't write that one apparently. So what I think where that came from, and I've never seen anything on paper really to confirm this, but here's what I found out, that Omar Blondell actually recorded the song as well, probably back in the early 60s, and with the title Catch of the Season. And nobody else, I don't think, has recorded that, Catch of the Season. Neither has anybody else, as far as I know, recorded the unemployment song. That's the same song, though, just two different titles. It seems to me that the song was probably came out of the London Theatre Production Company, which used to perform in St. John's in particular in the early and mid-1950s. They had a couple of guys in there, Joe Shaw and Bill Glover, who would write some very witty songs. And I found a reference somewhere in that, I think, to something that made me believe that the Catch of the Season, which Dick Nolan called the unemployment song, was actually written by Joe Shaw and Bill Glover and probably performed in their last, I don't know if it was their last theater stage production, that Screech to the Last Drop, it was called. And sort of stands to reason because Tom Cowell was influenced by those productions, and he later went on and wrote and his own reviews, and I think he called them Screech as well. So anyway, I'm going to play that, the unemployment song by Dick Nolan, and after that I have the wonderful Grand Band from 1982 album Living in a Fog with the UIC. And Dick Nolan's song, the unemployment song, that's taken from Newfoundland Songbook Volume 6, and he originally released it on vinyl a couple of times, once on the Fisherman's Boy album in 1972, and also on the album Be True Newfoundlanders. So here is Dick Nolan with the unemployment song, and then the wonderful Grand Band with UIC.
We're two weather-beaten old Newfoundland fishermen. Sometimes we smiles and sometimes we frowns. But you will agree, from what you can see, a fisherman's life has its ups and its downs. But now we are facing a wonderful future. Gone are the winters we've always endured. For our unemployment is now for enjoyment. Come April the 1st, we will all be insured. The Fisheries Council of Canada said they'd make all our hardships a thing of the past. The Insurance Commission has improved our condition. It's taken them years, but they've done it at last. We fishermen now have a newly found hobby. Makes us feel just like two juvenile scamps. For though we're not schoolboys, we bow to the rule, boys. So we've begun our collection of stamps. We're paid by the rating of our weekly catch, and with 20 weeks' work, we'll be in the clear. Our benefit starts, and we'll be men of parts. Sit back and do nothing for the rest of the year. For semi-dry codfish, we don't get good rating, but extra hard dry ones bring more increment. So though we're defaulting, we're giving up salting, curing our fish now with North Star cement. Now we'll be able to fish at our leisure, one good haul a week, and that will be that. So when fish start playing, to them we'll be saying, stay where you do till I comes where you're at. Now if in the future you should go a-squidding, you'll find a queer spectacle there, I'll be bound. They'll sit by their jiggers, all adding up figures, licking their stamps on the squid-jigging ground. Licking their stamps on the squid-jigging ground.
I was working real hard before I got laid off, but I didn't mind that much because I knew I had enough. Weeks of working for to file my claim. Back in the ranks of the unemployed again. And it's you I see standing in the long line. You I see waiting for a check. You I see thinking you're gonna have a great time, but 3 months later you're a nervous wreck. They're sending me extra, but they're taking it back. Writing me letters saying come see us, Jack. The looks of my counselor would make the flowers wilt. And when I'm on the pogey, I'm always full of guilt. And it's you I see trying to enter trade school. You I see looking for a new start. You I see cursing.
passing yourself for a fool as you're lighting up the fireplace with your Bachelor of Arts. And work in Montreal, work digging graves and picking apples in the fall. Work in the east and there's work in the west, but the best job of all is handing out the checks. And it's you I see standing in the long line, you I see hanging about, you I see complaining instead of changing. But I better finish now because my claim just ran out.
You're listening to the Labor Day special on Newfound Records on CHMR 93.5 FM. Now, back to Newfound Records, and I have three more songs variety coming at you now. Of course, one of the greatest labor projects ever in the province was the building of the Churchill Falls hydroelectric development. Gerald Mitchell wrote a song, or he didn't write a song, he performed a song. It was written by Byron Chalk back in 1970, so you can get the 1970 spin on the way people were thinking about that project then. The song is called The Mighty Churchill Falls, and it's from Gerald Mitchell's album The Hunt and Other Songs of Labrador. After that, I'm back to Tom Cal. The song is called The Teacher Song, which was originally released in 1973 on Joan Morrissey's Homebrew album. So, lighthearted look on the lot of the teachers in the past years in the province. And then I've got a railroad song, The QNSNL by the Newfoundland Show Band, a song that was written about Ray McLean and the role that that played in the iron ore mines up in Labrador and transporting the ore away. That was originally released on vinyl LP, Memories of Home, in 1973. The QNSNL was the Quebec North Shore and Labrador Railroad, and you'll notice the melody in this one is similar to that of the old song, The Wabash Cannonball. Here's Gerald Mitchell, Joan Morrissey, and Newfoundland Show Band.
Up in the Northland, far away from our coastal shores, a mighty power potential waits in western Labrador. Its waiting days are nearly over, progress makes its calls. Thousands of men are harnessing the mighty Churchill Falls. The government men in search of power to the Northland went. The Churchill was the biggest scene in all the continent. Come for the contracts, make your bids, for now your country calls to tame the raging waters of the mighty Churchill Falls. They can search all over Canada, such power they'll never find as they found up in Labrador, the mighty Churchill line. Be planned, you've answered your country's call. You've done your share, you gave them the mighty Churchill Falls. You've done your share, you gave to them the mighty Churchill Falls.
Oh, my mother was frightened by a blackboard, they say. That's why I have decided to teach. But the salary they pay us doesn't last us one day, and the beans through the week they don't reach. I keep getting thinner, I can't afford a dinner, just a hot dog and ice cold Coke. I can't spare a calorie, I don't get enough salary. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. A girl making money, a man will call her honey, and she's married in just one stroke. But you'll never be underestimated if you are underrated. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. When you're broke, when you're broke. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. If I went to Eaton's a-selling Christmas greetings, I'd make hundreds in just one stroke. But if I take up teaching, the government starts leeching. Oh, you can't run a school when someone's lunch makes you drool. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. Once I'd educate delinquents that belong to some other folk and not make as much as a stevedore on crutches. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. The government station wants all free education and diplomas for every bloke. But someday our vast herds will show those silly bums that you can teach a class when you're broke. When you're broke, when you're broke. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. The whole bloody island just lives it up in style and buys a car and a new mink coat. But the Newfoundland teacher is God's forgotten creature. Oh, you can't make a grade when your rent goes unpaid. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke. Oh, you can't teach a class when you're broke.
Down to the Labrador on the 25th of May. As I landed at the airport, you can hear the people say, here comes an IOC man, he's handsome but he's small. He'll stay here a month or two, but he'll leave before the fall. Oh, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar of the mighty Russian engine as she passes by our door. She's loaded down with pellets and concentrate as well. She's the best thing that I have seen, it's Q and SNL. They took me to the bunkhouse, and much to my surprise, there were a couple of hundred men, and what an awful night. There were Blue Star bottles everywhere, and some broken window pane. It's a wonder that I didn't go back home again. Oh, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar of the mighty Russian engine as she passed by our door. She's loaded down with pellets and concentrate as well. She's the fastest thing that I have seen. It's a Q&SNL. Down at the cafeteria where we eat all our meals, they have some pretty waitresses and they have sex appeal. There's food of all descriptions, enough to fill a train. But the only thing about it, it all tastes just the same. Oh, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar of the mighty Russian engine as she passed by our door. She's loaded down with pellets and concentrate as well. She's the best thing that I have seen, it's a Q&SNL. I went into work the next morning and met some of the guys. There were Irish, Scots and Englishmen and lots of newbie guys. My first job was on Grand Mills, I was a sight to see. By 4 o'clock that evening, all the dust had covered me. Oh, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar of the mighty Russian engine as she passed by our door. She's loaded down with pellets and concentrate as well. She's the best thing that I have seen, it's a Q&SNL. Well, now I'm in the Magpelin, it's not so bad out there. But I'm waiting for the time to come when I go home next year. I may go in to come by chance, or maybe Stephenville. But I want to come back to Labrador, for I have had my fill. I'll listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar of the mighty Russian engine as she passes by our door. She's loaded down with pellets and concentrate as well. She's the last thing that I have seen at the Q&SNL.
And that's Newfoundland Show Band there with the QNSNL. Now, to wind down the show, we've got enough time for a few more songs on Newfound Records. And I have a song about another major project, a lighthearted look at that, the Come By Chance, written by Brian McLeod, performed by Brian McLeod. It's from taken from the CD Rock and Roll Comes Newfoundland Labrador and Archive, which was released in 2007, an excellent CD, and I highly recommend it for anybody interested in the history of the rock and roll in this province. That song was originally released in 1975 on a 45 RPM single. So that's Come By Chance. And then after that, I have a Sam Cooke song, The Chain Gang, as performed by Scrunchions, a great old work song, from their album, which was released in 1976. So here is Brian McLeod with Come By Chance.
Well, I was drinking beer down Carpineer, wondering about a job. Manpower sent me to Beta Spare, but I didn't like it out there. So I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance. Hope there's a chance out there. I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance, 'cause I don't want to go to Labrador. Well, me wife and me kids, we moved to St. John's. Couldn't find a work around the bay. Tired of pumping gas and eating Libby's beans, looking for a job with higher pay. So I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance. Hope there's a chance out there. I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance, 'cause I don't want to go to Labrador. Rest on beer. But as time goes on, getting kind of lonely in the city of excitement and lights. I'm getting kind of homesick for old Newfoundland, especially go to New Febru. So I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance. Hope there's a chance out there. I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance, 'cause I don't want to go to Labrador. Well, I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance. Hope there's a chance out there. I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance, 'cause I don't want to go to Labrador. Well, I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance. Hope there's a chance out there. I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance, 'cause I don't want to go to Labrador. Well, I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance. Hope there's a chance out there. I hope there's a chance in Come By Chance, 'cause I don't want to go to Churchill Falls.
Don't you know?
Oh, that's the sound of a man working on the chain. Gang, gang. That's the sound of a man working on the chain. Gang.
All day long they're saying,
hoo, ha, hoo, ha.
Don't you know?
Oh, that's the sound of a man working on the chain. Oh, that's the sound of the men working on the chain, gang.
All day long they work so hard until the sun goes down. They're working on the highways and byways.
chain. Gang, gang. And that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
All day long they're saying, I'm coming home one of these days to see my baby.
Time is up for another week. Shamrock's taking us out with the Farmer's Jamboree from the late 1950s. You've been listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was researched, produced, and hosted by me, Wayne Tucker. This show originally aired in September of 2009. Send your email to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca and be sure to drop by the program's website, which is newfoundrecords.ca. And be soon sure to tune in next Saturday at noon on CHMR. Until next time, as always, be kind to Mother Earth and her children. Bye-bye.